An art detective's work is never ending. Just a few days ago, a missing Norman Rockwell painting surfaced in the collection of director Steven Spielberg, 30 years after it was stolen from a gallery in Missouri. Spielberg says he didn't realize the painting was stolen. Let's travel back in time now to the birth of modern art, and yes, Picasso again. His painting, The Demoiselle d'Avignon, turns 100 this year. If you'd like to see it, you can go to npr.org. The work is often referred to as the first and greatest masterpiece of modern art. The Demoiselle now make their home in the Museum of Modern Art in New York. So to learn more, we called John Elderfield. He's the museum's chief curator for painting and sculpture. Mr. Elderfield, let's start. If you would, just give us a description of this painting.
It's a 8-foot square painting, and there are 5 nude women in it. I say this with a slight hesitation because while one can see that they're not clothed or at least, you know, have some drapery around them, they are so stylized and so angularized in their treatment that one doesn't quite think of them as shockingly nude bodies. And the background is as angularized as the figures, so that where the background ends and the figures begin sometimes is difficult to tell. It's a very commanding picture, and I think that one of the more surprising things about it is that as you stand in front of it, you realize that with the one exception of the figure in top right, all of these figures are looking directly at you, and it's rather discomforting.
Why is it that art historians consider this painting the beginning of modern art?
I think that while one could argue that there are greater pictures that have been painted in the history of modern art, I think everybody agrees that this picture is the one which was the most radical. And in fact, looking back over this 100 years, one, I think, could very reasonably argue that there's never been anything else which has so changed the course of modern or contemporary art than this picture has. Before this picture was painted, it was understood that paintings should have a reasonable degree of finish, a reasonable degree of cohesiveness in their composition, a reasonable degree of decorativeness and pleasingness about them. And Picasso's picture, I mean, even now is shocking.
How did people react to this imposing, shocking painting?
In 1907, Picasso, you know, was still a young man and was developing a really good reputation. His paintings of the so-called blue and particularly rose periods, you know, were pleasing to people. So he was really getting a reputation. And a dealer who saw this said, you know, it's all over. You're going to end up hanging yourself behind this painting. And artists in particular found it horrifying. Somebody has, I think, very acutely observed that the biggest critics of artists are artists, and the people who are most challenged by new things are artists of the preceding generation, and this is precisely what happened. Matisse, for example, thought this was just awful and thought actually it was a joke.
When was it that the significance of Demoiselle d'Avignon became apparent to art historians?
Well, I think, first of all, it became apparent to artists that even the artists like Matisse, who at first had scoffed at it, realized quite quickly that this had changed everything. And certainly the future progress of Picasso's art, which built on what the Demoiselle had achieved and created what we now call Cubism, you know, that changed everything. So gradually, the art historians and the critics started to write about it, and now is clearly understood to be, you know, the great transformative picture of the beginning of modern art in the 20th century.
John Elderfield is the chief curator of painting and sculpture at the Museum of Modern Art in New York City. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you. A great pleasure.